Bedtime Stories Podcast. Oh, it's working. Hi, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon. It's time for another 100-Word Stories Weekly Challenge, number 251, where I post a topic and then challenge you to come up with a 100-word story based on that topic. The topic this week was marbles, and we got a whole lot of stories this week. That's cool, and we got more than one from some people, so that's even more cool, although some of them didn't record their own stories, so they left it to the midget, which, okay, all right, that's what he's there for. I won't complain too much, because we need to get this episode going. I'm starting a little late today. So here we go with some stories for you about marbles that are exactly 100 words long. The first one is The Return of Dave from the Jen and Dave Show. Here we go.
Marbles. I shook his shoulder. Marbles took a lot of roids when he played ball, so much that the bigger he got, the smaller his junk became. Marbles eventually lost his contract, lost his girlfriend and wife, and spent a year in Korokan prison for attempted murder. Not only will roids take your manhood, but your common sense. Marbles, wake up! My employer invested a lot of money in this behemoth. It's time to settle the books. I'm up, he groaned and mumbled. I just hate to kill a man while he's sleeping.
I do, too. That's why, you know, because if you kill a man while he's sleeping, the cat that's sleeping next to him is woken up, they look up, why you wake me up, whatever. Yeah, there you go. So thank you, Dave. And let's move on to our next story. Actually, we've got two of them from Xerxes Ninetales. So let's see what we can do with these. He didn't record them either. That's because he has a world-famous opera voice. That's right, he doesn't want to be revealed as a world-famous opera singer. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Here we go with Xerxes. Stories 1 and 2.
It looks like his mouth is full of bubbles, Sarge. Sure enough, in amongst the foam and froth were a number of perfectly round spheres which threw points of light around the room if you hit them just right with the beam from the flashlight. Of course, they couldn't be bubbles. Bubbles wouldn't last long, and these were like fixtures, a kind of disco ball of disease coming out from the man's mouth. The tiny glass orbs reflected the light amazingly well from the alcoholic bath that had been his stomach contents. I guess you shouldn't mix marbles and tequila.
No, you have to be a real good bartender to know how to mix marbles and tequila. Okay, one more story. Here we go. This one's another one by Xerxes.
What is this crap? I don't know, but it certainly is full. Have you been to the island? Yes, and I've sat in the tree where there are chairs made of bone. I've stood behind a chair, nearly naked, while his words rang out from everywhere and nowhere at once. One time there was no voice, so he magically created a river of bites on which to listen. He called it a stream, but I'm sure it flowed like a mighty torrent through the ether from point to point. Is that a story? No, but it is 100 words, Tom.
Ooh, there may be gunplay soon. Or maybe he's agreeing with him. I could have read that in a nice way, but always, it's got to be with the drama. What's the deal what's the deal, midget? Come on, quit trying to pick fights with people. Anyway, thank you, Xerxes, for those stories. And you can see Xerxes, he mentions a tree, and that's the Second Life venue on Edlo Island, known as the Clock Tree. You've heard me talk about that before. It's a nice little place. I'd say more, but we've got a whole lot of stories to get through here, and I don't want to delay you further. Caleb's got to get his grocery shopping done. Yes. Oh, no, do I get the organic celery hearts or get the whole celery and chop it myself? These decisions are driving me up the wall. Speaking of being driven up the wall, here's Tom, the man who had the gauntlet thrown down on him, because that's what the midget says. I should probably light some incense. I will. I'll do that while listening to Tom.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and I've got some challenge updates. Steve the Nuclear Man has passed the 100 stories mark, and thus becomes a golden monkey. Congratulations. Danny passed the 10 stories mark, and now the top 50 authors are in double digits. Vincent the Terrazabite moves into the 36th position, just behind Kolik of the Collective. Zachman is 7 shy of the 11th position held by Ellison. TJ is 4 shy of passing Liana, moving into the 9th position, and 15 shy of Golden Monkey status. Further, when he reaches 100 in a row, he will be one of only 4 authors who've done so. Phil is just 3 shy of having the second longest run of consecutive stories, 126. Tonight's story is called A Good Theft. Thomas Bruce was truly one of the most unprofitable thieves in history. As ambassador to the Ottoman Empire, he managed to get permission to remove 17 sections from the Temple of Athena over an 11-year period. He paid £74,240 to ship them to England, and only got £37,000 from the British government. He lost $2 million in the deal. Parties in Britain have pledged over the decades to return the Elgin marbles to Greece, but last time I checked, they were still in the British Museum. Whatever party that does send them back will be losing their marbles.
Thank you, Tom. Hopefully when they do send those back, they fare a little better than the mummies that had their heads ripped off from the Egyptian Museum down there in Cairo during all this kerfuffle. Yep, Hosni is out. I'm sure they're just fumigating Idi Amin's old mansion in Saudi Arabia, getting ready for him. Although, Hosni says that he wants to die in Egypt. And yet, what does he do when there's violence threatened? He flees! Ugh, these people. Oh, well, that's it for me. Now let's hear some... Oh, by the way, thank you, Tom. I'm just out of it. What? Only 3 stories this week? Oh, man. Crazy, man. We got a new person here. Boomer Bob, he calls himself. At least that's what he said in the email. I guess we'll find out. Did he send a recording in? You see, that's great. Introduce yourself. Show your... If you record at least one, that gives me an idea of what the whole... Wait, hold on. I'm clicking here. Oh, I'm supposed to approve this. I know. I shouldn't record this kind of thing. It's unprofessional. Yeah, but how much do I... You know, hold on. My 12-word story. We outsourced our quality control to Paris, and now everything is about... You see? There are people already jumping on next week's. There you go. Okay. Yes. And there... And, I know... So, let's see. I only put people on the list if they ask. Man. Oh, by the way, on the SL blog, look on there. There's support SL musicians through American Express. They have a rebate offer of 5 songs, and there's also a $2 credit on Amazon. But by the time you hear this, those will be over, so I'm sorry about that. So here's Boomer Bob, and let's get his story going. I know I'm all over the place. I don't pay attention. Oh, and there's all... No, I'll do that next. No, shut up. Play Boomer Bob.
Okay, here I go. I'm Boomer Bob. And this is called The Law of Taws. I bent forward and his eyes met mine. He was trying everything to psych me out, but I was going to take aim and put him out of my misery. There was nothing he could do, and I knew I couldn't miss. I could feel it. I had him busted to right, and he knew it. In the slightest of movements, it was over. I had taken my shot and won the game of Taws. He lost. Then he went berserk, screaming he had lost all his marbles. Well, look at what I won.
There. Cool. Yes. Thank you, Robert. And I want to point out something here. Now, there are some people that get all paranoid with, I need to have a professional microphone and do half an hour of vocal exercises and have everything high fidelity and send it in laser quality sound. No. All right. I want you to go back and listen to the old William Burroughs cut-up stuff. It sounds crackly and creaky, and it's just like, it sounds like it was recorded in a basement. I record stuff out on the streets to give it a real feel. I sample these down to 64 kilobits to add some effects and all that, so it sounds kind of warbly, like it was recorded on a cassette tape. Sometimes I'll do it like it sounded on a wire recording. I'll add in some crackle and pop, like you're hearing it on the radio, in old-time radio, instead of this digital, new-age technopop stuff. So however you want to record it, and use that medium to your advantage. You know, if you're doing watercolors, you do stuff that, you know, the bright flowing colors and blending of watercolors. Oil paint, the texture. You know, wood carving, go with the grain. Or go against the grain. With marble, with steel. Brancusi could not have done that stuff without brushed, I think it's steel. Or brushed aluminum, or chrome, or whatever it is. Great. I love Brancusi's muse. But in art, use the medium to its advantage. And don't feel embarrassed that, well, that I've got it, it's cheap microphone and cheap recorder. Fine. Use it to the hilt. You know, some people think they go into Home Depot and they see a saw, and that's what I cut things with. And there are other people that say, dang, that would make a great musical saw. Use the medium to your advantage. All right, that's my rant for the day. And this is to show that, yes, Boomer Bob, I loved the recording. Next up, Two by Zach Man. Now, two by Zach. No, not just one. You were thinking, oh, I'm going to get his one story by Zach Man this week. No, you've got two of them. Oh, good, yay, I'm going to get off the ledge now. So here we go with Zach Man.
As a boy, I wondered about the marvels of the modern world. I remember being very impressed with the State Capitol building in St. Paul and would wander around it and take tours often. I bet taxpayers were really mad about paying for several different types of marble, but since it has lasted about 100 years, maybe it was a good investment. My father worked at the highway building, which was at the other end of a pedestrian tunnel to the Capitol building. Boy me was more fascinated with the tunnel than the marble dome or the monuments.
Cool. You know, there have been times when I've been in an art museum and all the art is so boring, and then you go into the bathroom and it's so old and outdated and rusty and mildew covered that it's actually more interesting than the art that's out there. And then they hand me a rag and a brush and some cleaner and some bleach and say, clean this bathroom. And I'm like, but I just paid to see all the Matisse's. And they're like, no. This is one of the benefits of membership. You're a member. You support this museum, don't you? Then clean the bathroom. So, at least I don't have to clean the McDonald's bathroom. Oh, another story by Zach Mann.
Congress had decided on a trial program in which all the political squabbling is settled by playing marbles because of heavy contributions from the marble industry. Halliburton even tried to get in on the action and started producing marbles, but Congress decided to only buy from American companies, but told Halliburton it could ask the government of Dubai because Congress's decisions are far too important to be influenced by foreign companies. This signaled to the American public that just the thought of marbles was already influencing better decision-making, providing we stop re-electing candidates who have lost all their marbles.
Ha ha ha! Term limits by marble. Thank you, Zach Man. We'll start that in 2012. Or perhaps the Egyptians will adopt this marble-based electoral qualification. All right, now I'm just throwing out long words in an attempt to appear smart, and I end up appearing stupid. Anyway, just make your own joke here. Thank you, Zachman. Next up, it's Michael S. What does S stand for? He can tell you in the comments in the post at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, but no one ever leaves comments, and I keep mentioning it every week. It's just pathetic. Oh, man. God, what the hell is in this? Oh, man, I lit some incense. I think it's sandalwood, but it smells like burning dog hair. Ugh, gross. Here comes Nardo. He's like, burning dog hair? What? Huh? Anyway, here's Michael's story.
My story this week is simply called Marbles. Noon News Story. Marble control groups are up in arms today following the continued violence associated with the use of these deadly projectiles. Witnesses at the scene saw a man reach inside his pouch of marbles, load up his sling, and repeatedly hurl them at the victims. Later, groups from both sides of the argument clashed in bloody protests. Those against the right to own marbles were looking for a politician to blame and a company to sue for the behavior today. Those four, calling for personal responsibility, felt the person to blame was in custody. More news at 10.
Thank you, Michael. Oh, wait, hold on. What are you doing? What do you want? Meow? Come here. No, come here. They want to hear you. Come on. Yeah, they want to hear you talk to them. What do you got to say? What? Yeah, that's a good boy. Good boy. Yes, I kiss the kitty. Yeah, he's looking a little more scraggly. Poor old man. Yeah. It's time for your half-year vet visit coming. Yeah. What I'll do is I'll get a doctor's appointment, and then you get a vet visit. Maybe we'll do that the day. I could schedule it the day of, let's see, when I have jury duty. Because we all know no one's ever going to pick me for a Judy. Judy? Or pick me for a Judy? Man, this is what happens when you talk to cats. You forget the language. Wow. And now Mist is walking around and waving her tail in his face. Aw, that's so sweet. Speaking of waving your tail in people's faces, it's time once again for the nuclear family. First up, it's Chris, the nuclear kid. Let's hear what he's got this week.
My name's Tom. I don't have many friends because I said I know an ogre. I don't know the ogre that well because I can't speak his language. But I know one thing about him. He really likes marbles. He even helped me get better at it so I could win against a bully named Trey. Anyway, I went to school as usual and decided to bring the ogre with me so that hopefully people would stop calling me a liar. I waited until recess and played marbles against Trey as usual. But this time, I finally won.
Folks, I think this tells an important lesson in all this talk about bullying going on in schools and kids tormenting other kids. When faced with a bully, get out your marbles and sic your ogre on them. That's the answer, I believe. Thank you, Chris. A valuable piece of wisdom from the next generation. If only I had had that advice, I wouldn't have been beaten up as much. Okay. All right. Maybe I did a little bit of beating up of... I don't want to talk about it. Is the statute of limitations for bullying? No? I don't know. Oh, well. Anyway, thank you, Chris. And here comes... Your dad has a story, too. Yeah. I mean, hopefully it's not one of those embarrassing stories. Let's find out.
The astronomer's voice rolled out. The Earth is a small blue marble hanging in space. surrounded by billions and billions of stars. My arm was around my son's shoulders. This series had inspired me at his age. But he'd started fidgeting, the first time he had during the entire series. "What is it, kiddo?" His deep brown eyes looked up. "Daddy, are we the shooter? Earth, our marble." "Of course not," I said, and guided him to bed. That night, I lay on the grass, looking up, and waiting for a giant green finger to flick us across the universe.
Thank you, Stephen, for that valuable lesson. We're getting all sorts of wisdom in how to deal with what is the universe and how to deal with bullies and electoral systems. You see, this podcast, I think, is just as important as, say, the history podcasts out there or the technology podcasts. Wisdom from the common folk, I like to call it. All right, so my question, a giant green finger, so the alien was picking his nose? Oh, sorry. That's the habit that I want to... I'm going to admit it. I stopped biting my nails. Well, I started eating junk food again, but I'm going to stop. All right? My weight's starting to climb back up again. It's not over 210 yet. All right? But the weather is nice. I'm waiting for it to warm up just a little more, although that's... The truth is I listened to Dan and Rich play music this morning at Lost Continent in Second Life. That's why I'm late getting this out. You know, 2 hours of solid good rock. Usually I skip that so I can get this done and then get my ass out to the grocery store. And that's what I'm going to do when I'm done with this. I'm going to get to the grocery store. Because there's no football. There's no nothing. Wife's going to sleep late. Nothing, you know. There's music at 3 that I need to hear, but no. I'm going to get this done. Speaking of music you need to hear, Terezabyte, a.k.a. Vinny T. Dude, he did one of those naked acoustic things for Susan Jewell. And I was like, yeah, it's midday, but I got the stream, and he's posting the stream. And guess when the departmental meeting was? Right at that time! One of those rare things that, you know, I was going to do, yes, I'm going to hear him. Oh. So I'm just miserable. One of the additional ways work makes my life miserable. Let's all cry now. Okay. Crying over. Let's hear Vinny and Vinny Terezabyte Pop-Tarts. Vinny Pop-Tarts, we're going to call him. Although, now I need to check the chart and see how much weight he's lost. Dude, everybody's doing it. Pretty soon there will be no weight and the ground will float up from the lack of people on it holding it down.
You're listening to Vinny T from Terezabyte.com, and yes, I will have a different nickname each week. And this week you get my radio voice because I have a cold, and this is how it comes out. Here is my 100-word story for weekly challenge 251, Marbles. Daryl and his brother Daryl were the best marble-playing duo this side of the Missouri. They couldn't be beaten this game of skill, accuracy, and strength of thumb. This all came to an end one day when they were abducted by aliens. Rumor has it that they were experimented on them with probes and devices that scrambled their brains. They were returned to Earth, but the aliens kept their bag of marbles. To this day, you can see the boys walking around town with their eyes towards the sky saying, "We've lost our marbles." Yes, boys, you have.
Yes, sirree, it's Fricker, the banjo and guitar picker. That's going to be his nickname. Okay, so he's going to do a different track and a different story and a different nickname. Are you going to be wearing different pants every time? Maybe a different hat? A different hairstyle? Hopefully not a different cat in your lap every time. That's 52 freaking cats. Mist is sitting in the middle of the floor, all hunched up. I want to go outside, but if I admit it, I'll look weak. Oh, now she's looking at me like, stop talking about me. She's an arrogant little snit. She's not as stuck up and arrogant as Piper was. Piper was a supermodel diva cat. You know, stand up and get, whatever. You know, Mrs. says, I don't know what the hell she is. Well, it's not as... Well, she was talking earlier. She was chirping and mewing, like, but she was running away from Bruin. So whenever... She only makes noise when she really wants something or is angry. So, but she doesn't chirp for food. So, he's a weird little girl. Oh, well. Enough about my cats. Thank you, Fricker. Dreza, Vinny T. Next up is Justin. I'm going to check something here. Hold on. Hold on. I'm going to check. Wait. Hold on. Wait. Hip, dip. My snow and free ice skates. I'm such an idiot. I left the snow and ice skates giver in Nowhereville. You see, folks, I'm not the perfect tyrant. Even I make mistakes. But that's what crowdsourcing does. You know, you allow others to help you make mistakes. Here's Justin's story.
Space Turtle, Justin Lomester here with my 100-word story. I missed last week, but I incorporated last week's topics into this week's topic. I had had an idea all planned out for last week and then got to do it. Marbles fit in pretty well, and figured, hey, I'll just do the same story with some marbles in it. And here we go. Everyone said Grandpa Marsh lost his marbles. He read old tomes and learned the secret knowledge of the eyes of the old ones. He used arcane lore to create special eye drops. Then he sailed into the sea, saying he needed to place one drop in each of Cthulhu's 6 dry, sleeping eyes. He chanted polyglot incantations of protection and leaped into the sea and sunk to Rilye. I never saw him in the flesh again, but I dreamed of him last March. He gazed at me with dark, empty eye sockets and said, I guess Cthulhu prefers clear eyes. And behind him you heard, Cthulhu, I mean, my daughter.
Thank you, Justin. Okay, so you've got the backing sounds and track, and then in comes the baby. Awesome. okay. When? Oh, now this thing's just all amped out of control. I set it to one extreme, then the other. Oh well, it just shows that high-quality professional and high-fidelity recording, why bother? All right, who's next? Who's next? Thank you for that one, Justin. A.M. Early, you could call her Am Early, but you'd be wrong, because I am early. No, that says no. Here's her story. She's back. And let's hear what she's got. I really need to make sure if somebody sent in the story to sound like, hey, the midget's going to do it or not. It sounds like I'm just a ramshackle operation even after almost 6 years of doing this, but that's the point. Everybody else with their professional studios and corporate sponsorship. No way, man. I'm an independent. I'm a loner dottie, a rebel. Here's Am Early's story of marbles.
My dad worked his butt off so that my sister and I could go to private school. My classmates were the rich type. Most of the marble in their kitchens were installed by my father. They made fun of me a lot. Then, in second grade, Dad made me a set of playing marbles from scraps of the marble left over from his job. the kids became jealous. Especially when I started making toys out of marble. Then they started buying my toys and jewelry from me. By our 10-year high school reunion, I was the only billionaire in the group.
Ah, yes. Being a billionaire. I remember somebody joking about Bill Gates refusing to show up on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, because we'd be like, that'll be a step backwards. Ah, yes. What? How do you make $1 million? Start with a billion and invest in real estate. Hello, Misty. Hello, baby. I know you don't like being called Misty. Well, your mommy doesn't like it, because your name is Mist. Are you purring? I can't tell. Your tail's up. That means you're happy. Yeah, she's sitting on the sofa with me. Now she's standing. She got her tail straight up, and she is so happy. You are so happy. Yes, you are. Good girl. Okay, you gonna jump on the table? All right, you knock everything down. All right. Next up is Danny, and he's got another happy story ready for us. Inspired by Valentine's Day, I think. I think all of you have been inspired by Valentine's Day. Have you finished getting the flowers? Let's see, you gotta get the flowers, you gotta get the chocolates, the stuffed bear, rings, jewelry, necklaces, watches, handcuffs, new sheets. What are you doing? I just put a new stick of incense in the incense burner. Now Mist is chewing on it. You are... No! It's not for eating. I know you like to eat everything. And that's why you're a pudgy little fuffball. You're fatter than Edla when you grow up. Actually, she's about a year and a half old. So, now she's swatting and playing when grabbing it. Boing. Boing. No, don't knock it over. The ashes are going to go... All right, well, here's Danny. I'm going to take care of this little monster.
Ah, hello, hello. Once again, we're here with Weekly Challenge. Weekly Challenge number 251, Marbles. The call from his wife was frantic. Their son Johnny had lost his marbles, acting completely crazy. Marco sped home, tires squealing the entire way, until jamming the car into park in his driveway. Marco flies through the open front door, scrambles up the staircase to the second floor, running down the hallway towards his son's room. Before he could get there, Marco's feet slips out from under him, and he hits the floor so hard he could hear the snap of his collarbone on impact. Moments later, Johnny comes running out of his room. Daddy, Daddy, you found my marbles!
Yay, you found my marbles. Woohoo! You okay, Daddy? Daddy? It's sort of like, Daddy, you found where I threw up dinner. That's what Nardo does all the time. Well, he doesn't, maybe twice a week. You know, I gotta get back in the habit of giving him pill pockets with a little bit of tummy smoother in it. So, thank you, Danny. And, whoa! Whoa, Guy David is back. Ooh, I wonder what he's got. He's got something up his sleeve. Maybe he fixed the waffle already. Oh, well. Let's find out what Guy David has here. I don't think he recorded this one, so I'm going to hand this one off to the midget. Uh-oh. Something bad might happen.
The man with the marble eyes stared at the little guy and squinted. There was no other way to end it. One of them had to die. The referee started counting slowly. Their hands shot off for their well-groomed weapons. The woman in question stared at the spectacle in satisfaction, happy with their mischief, but the two combatants paid no attention, both too wrapped up in their spell. As the referee reached the number 10, both of them drew at the speed of lightning. Only one of them fell to his death. So came the end of the midget.
Woohoo, it's the end of the midget. Woo, now I can rent out the basement. Well, things were getting gory in the old conservatory, but don't go in the basement. Thank you, Guy David, for finishing off the midget. Well, I guess that means that from now on everyone has to record their own stories. Or maybe we'll come up with the robot. Hold on. Where's the... You know, I bought this text-to-speech program a while back. Okay, MCO, Lester, Firelight. I spammed out note cards in Second Life about the Amazon and the American Express deal. And so now I'm getting like, got your inventory offer. Rejected your inventory. No, declined your inventory offer. Those people. Oh, the ones who decline it. Oh, you don't like music at all. No, really. It's just probably the viewer, or they're just tired of spam, and it's okay. No, really, you heathen dogs. And, Torben Asp wants to be added to Tunes in a Cell. So there you go. Some of his romantic tunes and his electronic weavings added. So you've now got Cypress Rosewood. You got a little bit of Fricker Fricker in there. You've got Torben for his electronica. I think User Espen is in there. Let's see who else. Doc, who does the stuff on Saturdays. Oh, come on. He's going to hate me for forgetting his name. Oh, I feel so stupid. Does the Natita Ridge stuff at 8 Pacific. Oh, man. Oh, Bree is going to kill me if she actually listens to this crap. I mean, it's already, 36 minutes in? Now I got to look it up. RIAA is full of crap.com. And let's see where he is. All right, Aldo is User Espen. We keep going. I probably already passed his name, knowing my luck. Jenna Kaimoon also does electronic stuff. And sort of, I guess, Camuso. But is Camuso listed? No, Camuso doesn't have an album. And so he doesn't want to be among the people with the albums, even though I've offered over. Moshang. All right. There you go. I'm sure that Tom has already got his story done. But TJ's going to be like, quit babbling, get my story done. No, quiet. Hold on, and I'm looking. I know his stuff is up there. Not the professor, not Winston, not... God, I can't remember now. I know his stuff is up here. At least I think it's up here. Maybe he didn't. Maybe I'm imagining things. I don't know anymore. I'm confused. Well, anyway, but the Tunes in SL, RAAA is full of crap.com. Karosh! Damn it. Karosh Eusebio, otherwise known as Karosh Denny. That's who! Because I was thinking Camuso, and then boom! Lag. I'm such a retard. Anyway, I've babbled enough. Let's just keep going here. Next up is Norval Joe and his story. And I'm really sorry. I'm giving people every excuse to hit that stop button. Or maybe I should do these in chapters, but that actually would require me to fire up GarageBand and put some effort into recording these. Yeah, right, that's going to happen.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 251 with a prompt of marbles. If you're out and about this weekend, you should be able to find a new issue of Flagship available through flyingislandpress.com. Or if you wait a week or so, you can find it on amazon.com for your Kindle or Barnes & Noble for your Nook. But if you want to hear audio, you need to go to flyingislandpress.com. Well, here's my story. Admiral, the Astrogator said from her seat in front of the spherical holographic console, the invasionary force is in place.
Good,
the Admiral said, and gazed at the brilliant wash of stars visible through the transparent dome of the spaceship.
We'll begin the assault on these pitiful creatures on my mark.
At his command, thousands of ships blasted from their hiding place behind the moon, flashed through the Earth's atmosphere, and pounded into the surface. Jimmy rushed out of the house at the strange sound and exclaimed to his brother,
Hey, Mikey! You left your marbles out here.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Philip Norville, Joe Carroll. And I'd like to remind people that Flagship, the audio podcast of Great Fiction there, you could describe it as lean and mean compared to the sloppy and bulky, full of my ramblings in between stories. You could probably make a fortune off of it saying it's all the great stories of 100-word stories, but longer and without that rambling idiot in between them. I dare you all. I dare you all to market it as that you will succeed. Actually, you probably already succeeded at this rate. One of these days. Oh, well. Gotta get my butt to Central Market. Pick up. Okay, let's see. What do I gotta get? I gotta get spinach. I gotta get romaine. I gotta get the peppers. I gotta get the onions. I gotta get the cilantro. And that's it. Nothing else. I do not need more food. I need substitute for food. Got a whole bunch of celery, and I'm gonna bag it all up and have it ready so that every day for 5 days I've got that as snacky snackies. So that I don't eat the stuff out of the machines, and then I'm not tempted when I walk through the tunnels to go, oh yeah, I'll get that Snickers ice cream bar. Oh, that Snickers, I love Snickers ice cream bars more than those big cones, even though there's less of it. It's Snickers, man, and ice cream. Speaking of frozen treats, how's the weather up there in North Dakota, TJ?
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and this topic, for whatever reason, just resisted writing for me because I'm not 100% certain how autobiographical it is. However, it's called Sore Losers, Sore Winners. Enjoy. Marbles are a little like poker. You bring your marbles, and other kids bring theirs. And then as the game continues, if the other kids are better players, they win your marbles and get to keep them. This wasn't explained to me very well, I'm afraid. Tyler won most of the time. We played until the only marble I had left was my shooter. If that's what's meant by losing one's marbles, then that is what I did. Well, since he wanted it so bad, I gave it to him. At pretty high speed at the back of his head.
Ah, the violence. Now we add in violence. What every good podcast and story needs. All right, maybe not. We don't need to be teaching lessons of violence. We need to be suggesting that ogres as friends can solve violence. No, wait. Or marbles can be used to solve electoral difficulties. Or I don't know, but marbles are the solution, especially if you have a big, mean dad and you spread them on the floor and he trips on. What do you think, Mist? Mist has her head caught in a Kleenex box now. That's one of her favorite tricks, to stick her head in a Kleenex box and pause and try to pull out the Kleenex, and she shreds them. Piper used to shred the paper towels. And I used to get paper towels just for her. And when I was out of work for 2 years, one of my favorite things to do was take paper towels and throw the roll on the floor. I had to buy replacements. But you know what? That I could stretch my entertainment dollar but with paper towels. It probably wasn't terribly environmentally friendly, but the cat liked it. I don't know, seeing how the job is going, maybe I'm going to have another 2 years. At least this time, maybe I'll collect unemployment, huh? All right, well, thank you, TJ. And one more story. And it's by Planet Z. So don't say you haven't been warned. If you're still listening, here it is.
When I was 10, I was banned from the Galleria. They had an ice rink there. And it was open to the two floors above. Curling teams practiced there. For Christmas, they'd put a tree in the middle. I'd buy a Coke, go to the top balcony, and use the ice chips with my slingshot to peg the skaters. Unlike marbles, the ice would shatter into nothing. No evidence. Well, there was a slingshot in my back pocket. and me shouting, "Gotcha!" and "Bingo!" when I hit somebody. Now, I'm older. I know better. And I've got a sniper rifle.
Well, that's it for the weekly challenge on 100 Word Stories, episode 251, on the topic of marbles. You've heard a lot of good stories this week, but to me, that's not enough. There need to be more. More! And so, next week we'll have another weekly challenge on another topic. I've already posted that topic not only to the site at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, but also to the Twitter feed, 100 Word Stories, and to the Facebook page, which you can get to from the website. And I'm sure that everyone on their own sites, which you can go to from the poll, where everyone's names were listed, and you can vote for your favorites, you can go there, and they'll post the topic up, and probably cross-post their stories and audio, because they're very proud of their achievements, and you can listen to their stories without having to listen to me babble in between all of the stories. I mean, we're up to 46 minutes now. This is just out of control, man. I need to shut up. So, I'm going to shut up now and stop and start this thing turning into an MP3 and post it. And while I do that, I won't watch a progress bar. Instead, I will get stuff done. And I will go to the store. And I will get healthy foods. And I will snack on them. So that I will be alive for another week and bring you yet another weekly challenge. And to show you how badly I prepare for these things, every week I tell myself, I'm going to make a long track loop of all that Guy David music that I use for putting as a musical bed for this closing credits. But, you know, instead, every week I'm like, oh crap, I forgot to do that. Well, I'll do it again. By the way, some other podcasts that you might be interested in are in the sidebar of the show. By the way, the topic for next week, let me just look that up right now. I've got my Tunes and SL up and I don't need that. The topic for next week is quality control in Paris. Can we get the veteran, long lost veteran podcaster, Dr. Fran, to record a 100 word story based on quality control in her favorite place in the whole wide world, Paris? Will we lure her in? Place your bets now. Let's find out. So that's it for me. I'll see y'all next week. Until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for your stories, especially those who recorded them, because now the midget's dead. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.